from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernice Radel is joining us, Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara, and we're talking about something up in Niagara, one of the most recognized landmarks maybe in Niagara Falls, next to the falls themselves. The Turtle Building in the falls has been deemed eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. This building has been closed since 1995. Bernice, what does this designation mean for its future?
Good morning. Yes, it's a big deal. And it means, the turtle potentially has a future now because this designation, determination of eligibility, it essentially is the first step to say, hey, yes, I hate to say this, but, you know, their big argument was that it wasn't historic. And the turtle is historic. And this is the State Historic Preservation Office doing, we did the research. Okay, we submitted the application, but they reviewed that and said, absolutely, this is historic. They were wrong. The owners think it's not, but they're wrong. And, getting that big, it's a big win because it's part of their argument as to why they should potentially demolish it.
We're talking about the Native American Center for the Living Arts. It's in Niagara Falls. If you don't know exactly what we're talking about, on Rainbow Boulevard, it looks like a turtle. That's how it would get its name. Part of, I would say, why people might say it's not historic, something like that, is because of when it was built, right? Early 80s is what we're looking at here. And normally, when we're talking with you, we're talking about buildings that go back 100 or more years. I mean, how do you look at something that's so modern and try to determine whether or not it deserves that distinction?
Well, and that's a really great question. So it's just below the 50-year mark. And the 50-year mark is a baseline, but there have been things that are younger than 50 years that have become historically designated. Now, I think the thing about the turtle, one, it is a turtle, which is very rare. I mean, I'm sure everybody listening, think about when you travel, do you see buildings that are shaped like things, like a turtle, or there are the dinosaurs in California that I think a lot of people have been to, but it's a very rare type of architecture. But the second thing, and I think the most important thing, is the spiritual aspects of the turtle for the indigenous community. You know, it's facing Niagara Falls. It falls in line with their story about how the earth came to be. It's a spiritual place. It's a church. I mean, I've been on this talking to you all about churches, right, and about religious institutions. This is a sacred space for the indigenous community. And I'll tell you one other thing that I think is worth saying. When we put the app up, we put out a call to action to sign the petition. We had over 1,400 signatures for the turtle, and it wasn't all just local. It was from Canada. They were from Alaska. They were from all around the country, and it shocked me to see it. I actually made a map of all the zip codes because I was so like, wait, where are all these coming from? So many indigenous people have come to the turtle from all around the country and world when it was open, and they know it as a sacred space where there used to be events and weddings. And I was there as a kid. I mean, I grew up in Niagara Falls, like right down the street. That was a place that I remember. So I just think it's the State Historic Preservation Office determined that it's eligible because of it. It's a sacred space.
So now with this designation, what will become of it?
Well, so there are, I mean, so there's a group of indigenous people that are looking to, you know, I can't speak for them right today. And I would really encourage you to interview them on there if you can. But they're trying to create a new organization. And I think that that's really the, you know, wonderful thing to have them lead this conversation and this, the future of the turtle. The owner, as of right now, of course, you know, he's really, I haven't spoken with him recently, but my last conversations with them is that they want an absurd amount of money for the turtle. But regardless, if it's demolished or it's sold, now we know that this can potentially get historic tax credits for future repurposing, for renovation, for whatever they want to do, which is a huge lift and huge win for whoever owns it in the future.
Perhaps making it more attractive to somebody to do something with, but we're going on now 30 years where it hasn't been in use. And is there, you know, similar to when we were talking about the age of a building and how that fits into the picture, I mean, if something goes for, well, the majority of the time it's been, you know, up, I mean, the majority of the time it's been a building, yeah, it's been vacant, you know, does that kind of go the other way? Does something need to happen soon before we just go, well, yeah, it's been a vacant building for my entire life?
Well, we should talk about why it's vacant, because it's actually not... The indigenous, you know, the nonprofit did struggle from what I heard, okay, from time to time. But it really was owned by the city. Then the city didn't know what to do with it. Then they sold it to Niagara Falls Redevelopment, who owns tons of buildings that are all vacant. So for you and me, everyone listening, you know, the turtle is in the hands of somebody who likes to keep their buildings vacant. Not all of them, but let's say 90% of if you see a vacant lot in downtown Niagara Falls, it is likely owned by the same owner that owns the turtle. So if we take a step back and say, if this was owned by a group or a nonprofit or even a regular owner who wanted to see it come back to life, then it would likely come back to life. So the vacancy is really, again, you know, we keep coming on these conversations together on the news about cobblestone and some of these churches and now the turtle. A lot of it has to do with the owner of the building just not wanting to see it through, or just at the very least sell the building, sell it reasonable so it has a new life. And so it's just I seem to think a lot of the times we're dealing with owners who are probably not capable of renovating or bringing it back, or they think that they are. but I think the turtle, when we say, yeah, it's been vacant for 30 years, let's not forget that though it's been vacant because the owner hasn't really seen it through, because it was had city, the city owned it for a teeny bit of time. You know, it's just like, it's like a death by a thousand cuts kind of thing. But I don't want you to think that it's death, because truly it's not in bad shape. We've seen interior photos. It's in much better shape than we like to think, especially for being vacant for 30 years.
Yeah. Hey, Bernice, thank you for joining us this morning again.
Of course. Yeah. You all have a good day.
You too. That's Bernice Radel with Preservation Buffalo Niagara.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.